Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Of Road Trippin' Richard versus Channing. I'm your host, Allie Clifton, and here on episode 57, we head out on the road with the Denver Nuggets, where we join Richard and Allie Sturm, Altitude Sports sideline reporter for the Denver Nuggets, as the two are joined by second-year Nuggets guard Jamal Murray. And I'm going to be honest, Jamal may know Richard from on the court over the last several weeks of being together, but boy, is he about to meet the Richard we all have got to know very well off the floor. Hilarious, off the wall, and always keeping things real. Don't let me give anything away. Rather, here they are. Richard, take it away.
Thanks, Allie. What's going on? First, cheers. Cheers.
Let me shut my phone.
Oh, she didn't shut off her phone.
Cheers. Was it mine, actually?
Yeah. Welcome to
That's Jamal.
Is that your phone? That's my phone. That's probably
oh,
phone.
Is it?
There you go.
Yeah, we have rules here. I always get in trouble for having my phone on. yeah. Here we are, another edition of Team Richard / Road Trippin'. What's going on? We are here with Jamal. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? I'm just chilling.
You had no idea what was going on, huh? Did you?
I didn't.
So for the listeners out there, we were on a bus. I'm like, Jamal, what are you doing? And he's like, when we get in, he's like, nothing, sleeping. I was like, you wanna come fuck with me and do a podcast? He's like, podcast? I'm like, yeah, we just bullshit for like 30 minutes. It's cool. It's no big deal. He's like, all right. If I'm not sleeping, then okay. So I appreciate you pausing your sleep.
Nap on hold. So it's a big deal, right there.
This is a nap though.
It's like you coming home from work, you fucking messed up my whole routine.
Oh, I told you about that.
I mean, he looks comfy. You look like you're ready to go to bed.
Right, I got my fuzzy pants on, the Yeezys and everything.
We got an Adidas boy here. We got an Adidas boy here. I don't mess with my routine. Road's different though, because you're gonna take a nap and it's like 5 o'clock, so it's just whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna nap before dinner.
Have a routine? Like, do you?
I have a home routine. I don't have a road one.
Yet.
Road routines are a little different because you can't tell when you're gonna land, when you're gonna get in.
Yeah.
I'm
not used to the states. I don't know what time difference is. I don't even know those two Washingtons. I was in. You know. Canada, y'all forget. I learned the states.
Awesome.
I learned the provinces. You know, it's like you tell me the provinces, and I'll be impressed.
Not a chance. Exactly. First of all, I figured out when Drake was talking about the six. It was the six boroughs of Toronto, yeah. Right? I had no clue.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. Tristan told me about that. Where are you from? You're from Ontario.
Yeah, I'm from. I'm an hour away from Toronto, Kitchener.
Oh, so you're fucking from Toronto.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, that's where, like, when you would go to play, like, tournaments and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You always have a lot of fans when we play Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, until you score a bucket and they start that boo shit.
Yeah. No, they love me out there.
Do they?
Yeah.
They do.
Would you
they
ever
do.
Want to play out there?
I would love to play out there.
Okay. Don't worry, Nuggets fans. We're not, like, trying to ship them off. It's like, look, I wouldn't mind playing in front of Phoenix, you know, my hometown. But Corey Joseph, I played. Mm-hmm. I had Corey as a rookie. I know he's in, like, his eighth year.
Yeah.
But I had him as a rookie. And so, it's, you know, when he was there, I know he just got traded to Indy. But, no, he was loving it. Uh-huh. There's pluses and minuses to playing at home.
Yeah. What was it like growing up there?
It was, you know, busy. And I was from Kitchener, so, like, I want to go to Toronto if it was like a family trip or a basketball tournament. So, and we used a lot of games to go to the States. So we had a lot of States, and that's when I got familiar with the States, just traveling, playing games in high school. So Toronto's busy though. It's like a cleaner New York.
So you were traveling a lot early on.
Cleaner New York? Don't disrespect New York.
That's my
don't
city.
Disrespect Toronto.
I'm not disrespecting. See, here comes the Canadians. Don't disrespect Toronto, eh? You know what I'm saying? The Blue Jays are playing great. I had Tristan. So Tristan and I used to mess with my guy a lot when it comes to that. So how you adjusting, man? How you adjusting? You're the starter now. Oh, everybody's cool now.
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just, you know, one of the things that we try and talk about on this is just we try and give, like, kind of an inside look to the mm-hmm. bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. It's like last year you were a rookie. I tried to get Malik on here. Malik, just to show you.
Having you guys you two together, I thought would have been awesome.
Yeah, but Malik. I tried to get Malik on here.
He's your boy.
He was like, I have to go work out. Like, we just landed. What do you mean into it?
He actually was going to work out, though.
No, I know he was. I know he was. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, God, it sucks to be like a first, second-year player where you're the guinea pig for all the strength coaches.
He kicked out so much.
Oh, it's like, funny. Yeah, it's so bad.
Okay, like, because, like, we're boys, so, like, he has to do some stuff that I don't have to do.
Yeah.
And it's just like, he's like, you want to do this with me? I'm like, you got that.
wait, you gotta work at it. What time?
Time to go to bed.
Yeah. No, that's tough. But that's what I'm saying. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to get you guys on here, because you guys have, like, your path is very similar, but it's different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, he's still trying to find his way. And not trying to find his way in a bad way, but just, you know, he's going to be, I believe, just from what I see, a really talented player in this league. But you know, you were given the opportunity, mm-hmm. you know, the way things have worked out, a little bit sooner. But oh yeah, when I was like, yo, do you want to come up and record a podcast with Jamal? And he was like, well, what time are you guys doing it? I'm supposed to work out. I'm like, well, didn't you work? I was like, we were all at the practice facility. Didn't you work out before? He was like, yeah, but they want me to work out again.
They want me to run on the treadmill.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, yo, that's the fucking worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Do you miss that?
What?
I'm saying, like, do you miss, like, that, like, your boy? Like, I know you guys used to play the 3-on-3 games. You guys used to do all this stuff together.
It's a different focus now.
Yeah.
Like I do so much, like, I prefer to do so much things alone now just because I'm playing. Like, my whole day, my whole schedule is based off basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll have a routine. I go home, I sleep, I play video games with the boots on. You know, I'll make sure I have a nap. I'm thinking about how much I have to eat now, like just for coffee, rest, cold tub.
What do you mean you don't? You told me that the other day. You were like, I just don't eat.
Well, I have meals now. Like, they actually give me meals, and they ask me every damn second, do you eat? Have you
eaten? When did that transition happen? When were they so focused on that?
Like, 3 days ago. Because, like, I just don't get hungry, like. I'll go the day without eating and I'm fine.
Really? Was that how you were since you were a little kid?
Well, no, up and down. But okay. Just now, like, I'll be so tired and I live alone, so it's like I don't really want to do anything, and then I'm not even hungry, so.
Like, I'm not going to cook. I'm not doing this.
I have two meals a day, and now they want me to eat 5-6, and I'm like, God damn, they want me to drink this thing at halftime, and I'm like, I feel bloated, and they're telling me to go out in the court, and I just want to slap you with my phone.
So it's just so funny, because everywhere we go, I've been on so many teams, right? And mm-hmm. so it's like, it's a little different everywhere. Like, my last 3 years, I was with Dallas, and we were one of the oldest teams, Cleveland, one of the oldest teams. So you get here, and it's like, dude, like, I love the game. So young players, I love, but I don't want to, like, be the guy that's like, hey, you got to do this. Hey, you got to do this. But it was like, we had played okay against Golden State.
Yeah.
And you were kind of there. And I know, you know, we'll talk about that. You know, you were texting your dad or whatever, and you guys text a lot. But it was like 3 minutes ago, and I was like, hey, Jamal. There's a guy out there that's won 2 MVPs. You should probably get out there and kind of get moving again. Get moving again. And then we go out there, and then we walk out there together, right? And so you hit your first shot, and you look at me like, yeah, see, I'm fine.
I got this.
I got this. And then they outscored us 40, like 13 in the third quarter. And I was like,
I'm going to be watching for that now. I'm just looking at you and being like, oh, come on.
He was just waiting for me to miss that first shot.
Right.
And then he walked out, like, he got the ball, he hit me, the ball. I tried to, like, look away. I took a couple dribbles and just went
through. Charles just stared.
Like, at this point in time, there's only like 90 seconds left, before we had to, before Coach drew up the first play. So he hits the shot, right? And I look over at him and he just kind of smiles. I'm like, whatever, man. Keep shooting. Get warmed up, man. I was like, you got a guy that's played in 3 straight NBA finals and won 2 MVPs. Like, let's get a little warmed up.
Well, because you're usually chatting with Malik a lot in the huddles.
Well, because me and Malik are both, just spectators at this point in time. Well, Malik has been playing and he's been contributing, and it's been good to kind of, he is so inquisitive. He has so much.
So willing to learn.
Yeah, so willing to learn. And it's the same with Jamal, which I think is really, really cool. It's humbling from a person in my position to just like, hey, this is what it is. Like, it's this, it's basic. And so, when he hit that first shot, and I was like, all right, whatever. And then we went out there and they clapped us. No, that wasn't you. It wasn't a warm up. It was just, they were like, okay, we're done playing with you boys. Like, we're going to go and make like eight. I think they scored like 40 something points in that quarter.
Yeah, 43, I think. It was something bad.
But one of the things that I've just kind of, because I didn't have a training camp, I didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. I just showed up here literally the day the season started. And so it was like me trying to kind of navigate, like, okay, well, differently. Normally you'll have a training camp, you'll have preseason, you'll get to know the guy. Like, I'm showing up and I'm replacing Jameer, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like, Jameer, I had Jameer in Dallas. He's a clown. I love my guy. Our lockers were next to each other there. So you could imagine the shit show that was going on there. But it's like, what was it like kind of watching Jameer? Like, he was a 10-year vet, 11-year, I think maybe 12-year vet. And now you've kind of taken over that spot. Like, there's no safety net. Yeah. Before, if the young guys were not playing well, or if you guys were struggling a little bit, Coach would just go with Jameer.
Yeah.
That's not there anymore.
Yeah. No, I used to watch Jameer in Orlando. My dad was talking about him when we were watching him in the finals. He said he's a really smart point guard and knows how to play. And I just remember watching him, and I never thought I'd be on the same team with Donaldson. I get drafted, and I had Jameer as my vet, and I get to learn from him, talk to him, and just like it was like I'd look at him, I'd just look at him. Like,
how did he help you though? Was he really talkative with you?
He was talkative in a funny way, just like RJ. But he helped me on the court a lot, even when we're up, and I remember I threw an alley-oop to Kenneth, and the play didn't go through, and I got back in the U.S. and I got a block, and it was our ball, and he comes, and that was a good play, and he came up to me and said, that was a bad play. Just because the way the game was going and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had a little bit of disagreement, but I could see where it's coming from. But like at the same time, I was being me and just, I was kind of hot and stuff. And I just had to like sit back and take it from his perspective. So, I know he's been a true vet to me, and RJ is unfortunately.
Yeah. How do you describe this one?
RJ is a different guy. He's too funny. I just look at him and I just like laugh before he even says a word, because I just know it's gonna be funny. The whole locker room's already cracking up.
I'm in a perspective right now where it's just like, look, guys, we're playing basketball, we're having fun, but no, I'm gonna tell you this, we've all had those vets. The vets that like you like go talk to when you need to laugh, those vets that you go talk to when you need to learn something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, J Kidd was my vet, like when I needed to learn something, right? Like when I was not understanding the flow of the game or what to do or what shot to take, or asking him questions about should I take this shot or blah, blah, blah. Like I would be like, yo, like, was that an okay shot? He was like, well, I passed it to you and I like assist. So yes, that was a good shot. So like just randomly, he would instill confidence in you. We're like, well, shit, if he's passing me the ball, that means he wants me to shoot it, right? Yeah. And then you would have different guys. Like I had guys like, I talked about Lucius Harris. I talked about him in a bunch of different things because we were both coming off the bench my rookie year. And Lucius Harris is just one of those guys in NBA history. They might not remember him, but anybody that played with him knew how important he was. But I always talk about like when I would do something stupid and I would get like 2 fouls in 30 seconds, and then like he would come sit down. He would laugh at me as I'm walking back to the bench. I'm like, what's so funny? He's like, nothing.
So who's that guy for you on this team?
The guy that makes fun of me?
Yeah, that gives you, like, if something goes wrong, that he's like, come on now.
We all got those guys. RJ is one of them.
Okay. It didn't take me very long.
He's at the top of the list from day one. You know, Gary will laugh at anything. He always makes me laugh. But yeah, RJ is definitely at the top of the list in each category.
So that's not my role. Like I still enjoy playing basketball. That's my number one goal. But you talked about you text your dad. Like, do you text him every halftime? Do you call him? Like, what is, like, obviously your dad's is a basketball mind that you respect, and he also knows you're his son. But I'm saying, like, I have guys that, like, might text their college coach or their high school coach, or
that's,
you know, Bradley Beal. His mom is like one of the people that, like, he talks to because she played ball. You know, so everybody has different people that they kind of go to. Like, what are those text conversations like?
Just a lot of inside stuff. You know, I spent a lot of time with him growing up, on the court, off the court, mostly on the court.
Mostly on the court.
But, like, we go to the gym like 2-3 times a day. Go to the outside court when we have time. We go to the inside court, but we just put like so much effort in basketball, so we have a lot of terms that we go by, and a lot of
give me one of those terms that, like, you and your dad will kind of just communicate, but it might be foreign to other people, or just to give people kind of an insight.
We got everything. I got hand signals.
Really?
Wow.
Got everything. So, like, when it comes to communication between us, it's like he can say one thing and I know exactly what he's talking about. So when I'm talking to him, sometimes he'll be sending me like a couple sentences, and you know, I know exactly what he's saying or what he exactly wants me to do in the game, and he's not telling me exactly, you know, what to do, just reminders and what to look out for. So,
because I know meditation's a big one for you too. How did he help instill that in you, and when do you implement that? Is it during the game, before the game?
It's preparation. Meditation is probably the biggest preparation I have. You can't really do it during the game. You can only catch rest during the game.
Mm-hmm.
But meditation is for, like, when something's happening, you can try to see it slow as it's happening fast. And you know, he did kung fu for many years, so he taught me the mental toughness of stuff. That's why I played with two hernias last season, and I didn't look any different. You know, I just played. I just played because I love to play.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. You know, I don't know anything about this business. I just go out there and I just hoop. And I just get to know the guys I'm playing with, you know. So he always gives me reminders of what to do, and I try to stay on it.
Well, that's awesome. Have you ever meditated?
Have I ever met? No. I've prayed many a night. So, like, Lord, please.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard to shut all that out.
Well, we had our what was it? What was that? Was that meeting that you... First of all, let me tell you this, right? What? So I snitched on you, right?
What happened?
So I snitched, So remember, so we did this meeting, right? So one of the things about me coming from Cleveland here is that we have like 5 or 6 mandatory meetings that you have to do. It's like financial meeting, it's a like sexual harassment meeting, there's like a drug meeting, all this stuff.
Social media.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Like business of basketball. So I've been playing this out, so everyone out there, so I got here late, and so the NBA always shows up, and it's like a $10,000 fine to miss this meeting. But I tell them every time they show up, I'm like, hey, I already did it in Cleveland, right? And they're like, oh, okay, since you've already done the meeting this year, you don't have to do it. So I said this to the guys, right? And then they were like, Richard, this is our first time doing this meeting. And I was like, ah, damn it. Right? So I sit down, and I have to do the meeting. So I see you and Gary get up. Like, well, you just went to, like, the cold tub, like, in the middle of the meeting while the guy was talking. Right? And so
I had to go.
No, you
Why'd
go
you
there.
Have to go?
I had to go, so I had an appointment at 2.
No. Anyway, sorry. So this is what I did.
Right? I did.
I don't doubt it, but I have to be there. You have to be there. Right? So I see him get up, and it's like, okay, so my locker's next to Paul's. And I'm like, Paul, really? Like, Gary and Jamal are gone? So I tell the guy that's running it,
Frank.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, hey, Frank, I think Gary and them just left. I think you should probably go get them. They should probably hear this. So he gets up and goes and tell you. And I was like, Paul, I'm such a snitch. I'm like, if I got to be here, now screw that. They got to be there.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Did you have to go back in?
Yeah, we had to go back in. I was going to go back in regardless, but like, I had to cut my cold tub short. You know, you're just messing up my routine once again, which you told me.
I am a huge routine guy, but if I'm forced to go through some bullshit meeting for the 17th time listening to the guys, they kind of get annoyed because I just kind of start like finishing their sentences for him, like Dirk Minifield and all those guys. Whereas, see, the thing about it is that like, and so they give us this drug meeting, telling us about like all the cities and states that have the highest STD rates and have the highest like HIV rates and all the new drugs and all the things that's going on with the drugs. And they give us their numbers, like it's more of like a Players Association / NBA like covering their own ass, right? And so in this meeting, they were getting so annoyed, right? So I was talking to them, and I was like, so wait, I was looking. It says that mushrooms aren't on the banned substance list, right? I was like, it says that mushrooms aren't on the banned substance list. And they're like...
So what do they do when you say something like that?
They're like, Richard... They're like, Richard, yes, technically it's not, but blah, blah. So they're talking about opiates, they're talking about cocaine, they're talking about all these different drugs, because there's guys that have been in trouble, guys that have struggled with marijuana, especially a big one in our league, right? And so they'll keep going in like a 5-minute spiel. And I was like,
they'll get away from that.
They'll get away from it. And I was like, hey, I just want to say this one more time, right? Just so I can hear you guys correctly. Mushrooms and hallucinogens aren't on the banned substance list. And the guy looks at me with such a scowl. Like, no, Richard, mushrooms aren't on the list. I'm like, hey, I'm just making sure that everyone has the highest level of education here when it comes to this. No, they were not happy with that. No. But whatever. I just want to make sure you guys know.
No,
you guys
I'm gonna, educated. I know.
Yeah. Don't do mushrooms. I'm not saying that. No. don't do mushrooms. But yeah, it's one of those things that like I just want to know the education that you guys have. So
thank you, Ascension.
No,
he's just looking out for you.
No, I want to get
looking out.
I'm looking out.
Every year, millions of people receive the least liked gift of all time: underwear. But we still give it to our family and our loved ones who just don't want it. But maybe it's not that underwear is the problem. Rather, it's the kind of underwear we are giving. So let me tell you about MeUndies, the only underwear that makes for an amazing gift. And that, from my own personal experience, is no stretch of the imagination. In fact, I'll make sure those who are receiving gifts from me this year get to experience exactly what I'm talking about. Unlike any other, MeUndies have a soft, flexible waistband, are 3 times softer than cotton, and are made with natural, sustainable source fiber. Let's be honest, what more could you possibly want in terms of being comfortable around the holidays? MeUndies made underwear, the perfect gift that everyone is going to love you for. So this year, don't give underwear, give MeUndies. Better yet, this holiday season, to get your exclusive 20% off the softest underwear and socks, that's right, socks included, that you'll ever wear, free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/road. That's MeUndies.com/road.
I want to get back to being a starter now.
Mm-hmm.
You do things that typically in the NBA aren't recommended,
such
right?
As?
So,
yeah, I was just gonna say that.
Give me a second.
Okay.
You like, but you have to talk into your mic.
All right, my fault.
You can keep drinking. Right. Keep drinking. Right. No. You like pick up John Wall full court.
Okay.
You pick up like Steph full court. Okay. You pick up pretty much every point guard full court, which I'm sitting here like, I don't know if that's a good idea. Oh, good defense, Jamal. That shit's impressive. I've been in the Eastern Conference the last couple of years, so I haven't really, you know, we play you once a year. You might not really know or whatever. But like to see you go and pick up John or Steph or whoever it is full court, or you know, if they lose the ball, like you go and track them all the way to where they are and get to their body. That shit's tough. And I was like, I can see why he's struggling to hit a shot. But I'm saying from a basketball standpoint, like when you exert that much energy on defense, it's exhausting, right? Like, have you always been like a defensive guy?
I've always been, because of the injury, I had to lose that a little bit. Like, you know, there last year I go into games and I'd get subbed in, not at starting, I'd get subbed in, and you know, I just wouldn't be ready to play just because my body wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I just couldn't heat up. I couldn't warm up, so. I'd be getting my ass kicked, and my coach would be like, "Come on, Jamal!" I'd be like, "Man,
I just can't move.
I can't make it. I'm not gonna say an excuse. I'm not gonna say I'm hurt. You know, so I'm just out there just fighting through it. So now that I'm healthy, it's like I can move freely. Like I get out of bed and I have no pain. Like I go up the stairs and I have no pain. So like getting on the court, playing, I'm not even thinking that it's John Wall. I'm just playing. Like I don't really care if he's fast. I'm like, now that I can move, I believe I'm just as fast.
If I gave you a 1 through 10, how much pain would you say you were in last season?
I was in a lot.
In a lot.
In a lot.
10 being the worst, I was probably at a 10 by the end of the season.
Wow.
I was going to play the last game against OKC. I just, like, I was walking, was like, it was like tears in my eyes as every step. It was just like, I don't even want to be on the court. But
yeah, so you had a double hernia?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So for all the ladies out there,
go on, preach what you're gonna say. Don't public them out. Don't public them out.
So all the ladies out there, you know, I know you guys go to the gyno and you guys have, like, you know, this fairly, you know, uncomfortable. Why are you looking over? Look, Ali's over here struggling. Whenever we have to get checked for a hernia, the doctor literally throws on a glove and, like, puts his finger in our balls.
This is cough.
And tells us to cough. One more time. Cough. Cough. So the doctor literally puts his finger in our balls and tells us to cough. And every year you gotta do it. So was he doing, like, a double finger cough
you? I never got that, actually. I've gotten that before, but I didn't have
that. When did you find out that you were dealing with something like that?
When did you find out that the doctor had to put a finger in your balls?
I didn't have to do that, bro. I'm telling you.
That never happened.
First of all, I'm almost 40. I'm going to have to start having a doctor stick his finger in my ass soon to tell me my fucking pancreas is fucking about to explode. So, like, no, trust me. Like, it's just, you know what's so funny? I know I'm going off on a little sideways. When I start hearing about, like rappers that are like 40 and shit like that, like, we hear about, like, Jay-Z and, like, Eminem, like, being 40, and you're like, if you guys have any type of healthcare, your doctor's doing some weird shit.
back to basketball.
I don't know why that's where I go. I just think, just like, wow, Jay-Z's rapping about being 40 something. It's like, well, he should probably get his pancreas checked. You know what
I'm saying? I'm half that age right now.
It's coming soon. Don't worry, it'll happen. Like, trust me, it'll happen before you know it. Like, when I came into the league, how old were you? How old are you now?
I'm 20.
You're 20? Oh, shit. This is non-alcoholic wine we're drinking. Gentlemen. You're 20. So, you were 3 years old when I came into this league.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. That's awesome.
Back when you could jump.
Back when I could jump. I know.
Hey, the dunk the other day at Atlanta.
Yeah, practice. I did. Practice dunks don't count. I don't count being good at practice. Like, that's like,
why being good at practice?
No, I don't count. I don't count guys that are really good at dunking in warm-ups or guys that can shoot the ball really well when they're in the gym by themselves. That shit doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you know, it's about being able to do it when the lights are on. But I do appreciate the shout out. Like,
there you go. Yeah.
yeah, but back to what we were talking about. Which one?
Doesn't matter. What were we talking about? Pancreas?
We're not talking about the pancreas. We're talking about the coughing. The double cough situation.
All right.
So, like, when did it happen? Like, you had a double. That's a rare one.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't really know I had it. I don't know what it was. Like, it's just one of those pains. It's like, damn, like, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do any ab work. It was just like, it was just painful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, warming up, like, for practice was like hell. Like, I'd rather just get on the court and just start playing and just loosen up rather than trying to warm up, because, you know, it was a lot. So, halfway through the season, it got worse. Every day it got worse. But, you know, I just keep playing through it. Doesn't matter. I'll play through
a lot. Everybody's a tough guy.
I've played through broken fingers. I've played through.
Say that, what he went through, that's a tough guy.
No, that's 100% that's tough. I don't want his head to get too big.
Yeah, I got
you. Tough guy, but no.
What was it like when you stepped back on the court after you went through the surgery and you didn't have that pain? Was it like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, this is how it should feel, kind of thing?
It was. The rehab process was long. It was like.
Who did your surgery? Is he in Philly?
Philly, yeah.
Yeah, Myers, Philly. Yeah.
Yeah. Myers, yeah. Yeah.
They say you go in there. They say you go in there for a consultation. You come out with a cut. Like, that's that. Like, you, when you go see him, you're going to have surgery.
Yeah. I had two cuts. That was it. I'm good. But yeah, it was just like. It was like, I had it for so long.
Does it say you're so used to it at that point?
Yeah. I was so used to it. Like, I would do something and I'd be like, that didn't hurt.
Oh my gosh, wait, I can do this.
I had to relearn how to move because I wasn't used to moving like that. So when I was working with Shorty,
who's Shorty?
Steve Short.
He's great.
Okay.
I had to figure out my steps and stuff just to like figure out how to slide, and I was tripping over my own feet just like in awe that I could
move. Do you think it's those Adidas that you wear?
No. It was me.
That's one of the things, and it's good for you. I won't say it's good. Let me say this. This is the silver lining. When you feel your body not being able to do what it's supposed to do, and then you have an injury, and now you're on the court, and you're like, I'm picking up, you know, whoever full court because I can now. Mm-hmm. And there's like a new love for a healthy body, and there's a new appreciation for a healthy body. These are things that you're going to have throughout your entire career. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, there's going to be, you know, and I kind of reference it from a standpoint of like, you can watch your favorite actor. Who's your favorite actor? Okay, Denzel Washington. What are you, Denzel? Every movie that they do isn't great. But the majority of the movies that they do, like, they bring it. And it's like, for fans out there watching athletes, like, every year is not going to be his best year. He's going to have up years. He's going to have down years. There's going to be some, you know, consistency. There's going to be injuries. But the fact that you could play through that and come back, it is impressive. And I didn't know the backstory because, again, like I said, I just got here. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know any of the guys. Shoot, the one guy that I knew and I had a prior relationship with was Jameer. Mm-hmm. And now Jameer's gone. Mm-hmm. Oh, I miss Jameer. I wasn't even here with him. But
did you chat with Jameer at all when that was going on?
I have. Jameer's going to come on the podcast.
Yes. Yeah, that's awesome.
I want to be there when
you want to be that one. You want to be that one. So he's going to come on the podcast, and I don't know if this is going to air because we play him Thursday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited to play against him?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna pick him up.
Because he's been playing a lot because Rondo's been out, mm-hmm. and I think Drew Holiday's
Rondo
been out.
Rondo hasn't hurt yet too, I think.
Yeah. So he probably went to go see a doctor in Philly. Yeah. But not everybody's tough like you. Rondo couldn't play through it. So I played a Rondo too. I pretty much played like 90% of the NBA at this point in time. If they're over 27, there's a high probability I've played with them. But yeah, so you're gonna pick him up full court. You're gonna talk that shit to him.
I haven't thought about
it. You can give him the death stare like RJ?
I got Dame tomorrow. So.
Oh, you got Dame. Well, this is the thing. You can't say that because no one knows when this is recorded. No, I'm just kidding. You got Dame tomorrow.
Yeah, and CJ.
Are you going to get CJ too?
Yeah, I'm going to
switch. Wait, is Gary playing tomorrow?
I don't know.
Fucking Gary. Yeah. just fucking Gary.
Get it all to this.
Yeah, well, it's cool. It's no big deal, but...
How was it out there with Emmanuel and Barton, though? You guys all were in one lineup at a time.
We were just moving the ball and we were running. It was fast pace. And that's when we're at our best. We can out-tire teams, especially being in Denver, and the way we shoot the ball and you know how deep our team is. No, it was special.
Yeah, we are so deep, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't fucking seen the court at all. No, man, it's funny. It's funny, Al. Don't worry. It's not awkward. I look at like Channing. I texted Channing the other day, and I was like, "Yo, how's it going?" He's like, "It's great. We're not winning, and I'm not playing, so it's a real bad conversation." I was like, "Channing, you're gonna be fine." He's like, "Yeah, I know we're gonna be fine, but right now it sucks, and it sucks a lot to like not play and to not be winning." I'm like, "Yeah, well, we're winning, and I'm not playing." We had a pretty good homestand, 5-1.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was
homestand.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah. No, you have a 5-1 homestand. You're doing something right. And the one game we had was the one game we lost was the game that Jamal decided not to warm up at halftime. So, all right.
I like it. Yeah, go ahead.
What? I'm all my job is to do as
tough
the,
luck.
As
he likes
the
tough
old
luck.
Wily vet out there. It's just be like, yo, 3 minutes, maybe go get a layup in. You know what
I
mean? You had enough time to what? Yes. First of all, Denver's got the longest walk in the NBA. It's a long walk. It's like, no, the only walk that's longer is the Wizards walk, the Washington. Washington City, not Washington State. I know. Yeah. We don't play in Washington State anymore.
Just so that you're not confused.
Yeah.
Or Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle. Seattle's amazing. Seattle We took away Seattle and Vancouver for Oklahoma City and Memphis. Oh my God. That was the biggest mistake in the history of the NBA. And that's not a knock on Memphis and Oklahoma City. But if those two cities want to sit here and try and say that you guys are on par with Seattle and Vancouver, you know you're lying to yourself. Let's not get carried away. I'm not trying to shit on your city.
Is Vancouver in the States?
What? No, Vancouver was in Canada. There was a team, the Grizzlies. You're Canadian. Right. You were, how old are you again? 20?
Yeah.
So there was two teams in Canada.
It's a history lesson.
So there was two teams in Canada.
I forgot.
It's okay.
I knew, I just forgot.
Yeah, you forgot. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite city to go to outside of Toronto to travel to?
Denver.
Outside of Denver. Okay, outside of the given two.
Travel to.
I don't know.
Just all gonna
play
basketball.
You like going to LA? Like you like going to New York?
Miami?
I like LA.
You like LA?
Yeah.
Yeah. As you should. That's where I'm from. It's cool.
I just want to go to the beach.
You just want to go to the beach?
Yeah.
Well, dude, I'll tell you what. When we go out to LA, I don't know when we're out there, but we go out there a couple of times.
In January.
Yeah.
Whoa, have you ever surfed before?
Yeah, he's got the schedule set up.
He can't surf.
Because you surf, right?
I don't surf. I play. I'm a volleyball guy.
What? I'm a setter.
You're a setter? Oh, listen, man, if you want to come out there, I play a lot of volleyball, like probably too much volleyball. But I try and tell myself, like, well, no, it's a good workout. You're running in the sand. You're doing this. You're jumping. It's great. But I'm
Manhattan Beach, too, right? Because they have all those tournaments and all that going on.
Yeah, Manhattan, Hermosa Beach, the South Bay. It's a different monster out there. So, that's what we're doing out late. So if you want to come out there, do some yoga, do a little volleyball.
You're asking me to do yoga.
Would you like to do yoga?
I mean, I should be asking you.
Right. No.
Are you a big yoga guy?
No, I mean, I meditate, so I just
a
lot. Yeah. Yeah. So me and my buddy opened up, two yoga studios in LA.
Oh,
that's cool. So I'm not a yogi. Like, I'm the guy that's in there, and they're like, do this shit, I can't do that, right? And it's like...
You guys, it is the best thing. It is the best thing.
I can picture, like, the whole class just doing this.
RJ's just in Shavasana, laid out.
I was paid child's pose.
Are we done yet?
Yeah, I'm the awkward guy. Like, people do a weird pose, and I wink at people. Like, what's going on? How you doing? Yeah, no, I've been big into yoga, not from a study of like meditation or like that. There's multiple sides to yoga, but more of like what it does to your body and how it makes your body feel. And during the lockout, which was 5 or 6 years ago, I was struggling just to kind of like, there's no end in sight. Like, you don't know, because as athletes, we gear our workouts up, right? So it's like, okay, in July I'm doing this. Okay, in August I'm doing this. In September I'm doing this. Like, it just keeps getting more and more intense. When you're in a lockout and there's no end in sight, like, it's hard to gauge your workout. Yeah. So I was really struggling. And so my buddy and I, we started doing like hot yoga classes. We started doing that. We started just kind of alternative things. I started going to spin classes. I started just doing more things from like an athletic standpoint, because you can't just go into the gym every day and shoot 300 jumpers and just do curl shots with no end in sight.
Yeah.
So it was like, I needed to try something else. Yeah, that's when I stumbled on yoga, and I was like, oh, okay. Because it helps your mind as much as it helps your body. But being the old man, like, people always, I say it over and over again, when people ask you, like, yo, Rich, man, how have you played X amount of years and you can still do this? And I was like, man, I do yoga. I don't play basketball. And I try and play volleyball as much as possible.
How long did that lockout go for?
We started in, I want to say, we got cleared right in December. Right, so I think they played Christmas Day. I think Christmas Day, right around Christmas Day, might have been the first game. So, but that's tough because you had they gave us like a week of a training camp, and then they were like, okay, you're gonna play like Christmas Day, like that was gonna be the opening night for the NBA. But we still played 66 games, right? Mm-hmm. In that shortened season, that shit sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's gonna keep being lockouts because they're gonna keep being disputes of like billionaires versus millionaires and. It's never good for the fans, but it's just kind of part of, you know, what we have to do to negotiate an even split between the two sides. But no, that's how I got into it. Have you been doing yoga and No? You've never done yoga?
I have, but I haven't been doing it lately.
Will you take me to, like, what meditation thing? Like, what do you do? Because I'm not too familiar with it.
Well...
Thomas, what are you smirking for?
I'm not smirking at all.
He's just getting ready to explain it. He's going to take us through.
Well, you're making me laugh. it starts by blocking everything out. You know, just, you know, when you, now that I'm, like, home by myself, it's like, no, I have all this time just to block everything out. Like, it's like, how could I not block everything out? So, now I just sit down and I like to sit with the hot, like at Kentucky, I used to sit with the hot packs in coach's room. And I'll have to be like my hot yoga, but it would just be like my hot meditation. So I just relax, and there'd be sounds going on. And when I know that the meditation is working is when there's sound around me, but I can't hear it. So I would just like clear my mind, probably think about basketball, think about like the game.
Do you have to concentrate on like something, one single thing?
So I'm focusing on like, you know, how I want to play.
Okay.
You know, my matchup, how I'm going to do, what I'm looking for, you know, just all the preparation that I had before the game. And then, you know, once I block everything out, then it's easy. Then it's just like I can meditate for.
Does the time fly by like this?
Time flies by. You know, sometimes like 15 minutes, sometimes it's like 45 minutes, an hour. You know, it just keeps going.
Wow.
Okay, you could give me the process of meditation.
He's like, I need this.
people don't understand. There's a weird dynamic to what we do. Like, we get into a hotel room. And you can, like, if you say you don't leave your hotel room, you could be between these four walls, like, by yourself. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you get on the bus, and there's 20 people. Then you get into the training room, there's 30 people. And then you walk onto a court, and there's, you know, 25,000 people, mm-hmm. right? So it's just, like, it's sensory overload, right? Mm-hmm. And you're taking, you know, substances, and you're taking, you know, assaults, or you're taking, you know, five-hour energies, like, and you get ramped up. And all of a sudden, you get on a plane, and you get back into a room at 11 o'clock at night and you're wired. What is it a breathing practice? Like, what do you do to kind of like get into that moment?
This is everything. Like, it starts with your breathing, it starts with not getting tired, because you can get tired meditating.
So what, right? Do you have to do?
You can get tired.
Yeah. You just gotta, like, you're closing your eyes and
is it like in through the nose or
it's very detailed. It's hard for me.
I'm not trying to disrespect the years of practice I probably went into it, but I'm saying, like, so let's, an example. So you meditate before games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you meditate before games, before we get on the bus?
No.
You meditate in the arena.
Or before even the bus.
Sometimes I'll meditate at the arena, sometimes I'll meditate before.
So let's say if you meditate before, right? You're going to meditate in your room before the bus, right? It's a late game. Okay. So late game, you're meditating before. Like, what do you do? Like, do you shut off your TV? You shut off your phone?
Turn off all the electronics.
Okay.
Well, I'll just grab a pillow and sit down, cross my legs, put my fingers how they are. And
yeah.
Just, you know, start breathing, you know, make sure it's quiet. Any noise that happens, I don't react to. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody knocks, if somebody calls, you know, that's the first thing. You know, you can't be distracted by your phone. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And after that, like, I can go, after you start to be able to meditate and relax in your room and just be in your own self and concentrate on your own thoughts, then when I go to the gym, say I want to meditate again, or if I don't, like, the next game I don't meditate, or I go to the gym and meditate, I'm in the locker room, you know, and I'm sitting down in my corner, and, you know, things will go beyond. Spark will be yelling, you know, Malik's tapping my head or something. So, you know, I'm just sitting down and you just don't react. So the best thing is to not react and then not notice, you know, what's happening. So
yeah.
Because I can just focus on what I'm thinking and how I want to play and just whatever I want to think about, you know, whatever it is for the moment. So I say that's probably my biggest thing, because I like to, the best part about it is when you can't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's stuff going on and you have no earbuds in and you're just closing your eyes and you're so focused on your thoughts that, like, your ears are not focused on whatever's happening. That's the coolest thing.
Yeah. I don't have that ability.
Right? I need to learn how to do this.
I'm literally fascinated by this because I don't shut up. Yeah. Right?
And, like, trust me. Anybody.
You can ask anybody.
I don't shut up.
Like, oh, damn. Okay.
So the opportunity I get, like, if shit is too quiet, I was like, yo, what the hell is going on? What are we doing? Right? Like, I struggle with silence. And it's like, I appreciate silence. Like, I appreciate being, like in a room, but it's like when I'm the minute I get around people, it's like no, we have to talk.
How much does that?
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, how much does that help you with a game though? Because obviously there's so much going on, so to be able to kind of have that singular focus, that's gotta.
Because it's all about making reads, so now I can see it slower and it happens fast. You know, it helps me. You know, I can see that pass, I can see that shot. I know how much time is going by. You know, I know how much time I need to shoot. My dribbles, my steps. You know, when I'm playing well, it's probably because, you know, I'm seeing things clearly, not just because I can, but because my mind's working the way it should. So,
we're gonna have to find one of these cities when we get to Utah, you're gonna have to I just want an off mic explanation of meditation. But I have friends that have meditated and they will get into that space, right? Mm-hmm. And again, not trying to disrespect meditation, but I've been there where at the end of a yoga class, breathe slowly and they walk you through the breathing and you just kind of are there in that space and you're like, dude, I could sit here for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like nothing is going on, uh-huh. right? And then I've had that one where it's like, okay, I got to get my mat up. I got to go to my next spot. Yeah. Right? I got to go to my next workout. Yeah. So it's like I can tell.
It's having the discipline though.
That's yeah.
Cannot do that.
The people like the monks back, you know, a long time ago could do it for days. Like
yeah, now the monks got some next level shit.
Yeah, you know I'm saying.
They also had that thing where they're silent. Like they can take an oath of silence and they're not saying it.
Appreciating silence. Like we're human and we're so accustomed to social media and talking to people and conversing and they're actually distractions. You know, when you mm-hmm. think about what you can do by yourself, just with your mind.
Yeah, I saw a monk literally burn himself. Right. I'm not trying to be funny. Like legitimately in the Vietnam War, right? Like during a protest, right? Like you might not know this. I'm gonna show you. They were literally like pouring gasoline on themselves and burning themselves, like in protest of what was going on with I don't want to butcher it, but what was going on in their culture, in their country at the time. They were burning themselves, like literally burning themselves, and I'm talking about like just sitting there. Right, like they were literally just sitting there and burning themselves, and like, when you study in more, it was like, well, they would meditate and they would go to this place, and this was their way of like, and I was like, yeah, if I like I burn my hand on the stove, I start losing my shit, right? I start cussing everybody out, all this other stuff. No, but there's a strength and there's a power to meditation, man. Mm-hmm. I think you look at just sports in general over the last like 20 years, how much like science has taken over and just mm-hmm. you know, rest and recovery, and like we have all these sleep people and we have all this stuff coming on, and I really and truly believe like yoga with how much it helps your body mm-hmm. and then the meditation aspect of how to like clear your brain because a lot of people, they get on the court and like that's their refuge, like that's how they get away. It's like, yo, whatever was going on at home or what's ever going on here, whatever going there, I know if I get on the court, like I'm at home. Like this is the only thing.
Well, it's such a reaction, right? Yeah. So your mind just almost goes blank because you have to always be reacting.
Yeah.
So you can't think about everything else.
Yeah.
In a sense.
So, yeah. No, I think you're definitely ahead of the game when it comes to that.
Is there anyone on the team, like, I know you're so close with Malik and Wancho, among other guys, but anyone that has tried to do meditation with you or asked you for it? No.
It's more of a solo thing.
Gotcha. Like,
everybody has their way of preparing. You know, some guys listen to music. I'll go some days and I just don't listen to music. You know, just so I can, just a different perspective. Like I'll go and I'll not listen to music so that I can just get an environment, a feel for the environment, you know, just that I'm, you know, in the NBA, just different appreciation, just different lookout instead of trying to block it all out and just focus on my jump shot. You know, when I'm working towards something, you know, mm-hmm. I play better. You know, when you're in high school, you're working towards college. When you're in college, you're working towards the NBA and proving that you could belong there.
What are you working towards now?
When you're in the NBA, you need to find another motive. So I'm working to be the greatest. I'm working to start. I'm working to, you know, average something.
Tell me the number. What are you trying to average? Tell me
the number. I don't know. I was going on.
Well, last game was a good start.
Yeah, right from the start, that was a good start.
That was a good start. You were like, I missed a free throw. And I was like, yeah, I thought you were going to have 20 and a half, right? Like, it was like, oh, he's going to hit these two free throws, and then he's going to hit three.
We had 16 in the first quarter.
Yeah, I know. He's going to have 20 in the quarter. That's what I thought you were going to pull off. But, yeah, so not even on the meditation tip, but are there things like, so we have dozens of listeners, like in Canada,
mm-hmm.
like some in the United States, like we have listeners in random places in this country. Mm-hmm. Are there like books, movies, like music, like what, like if you were trying to, it doesn't have to be meditation, but just anything, like a young basketball player or a young person trying to, you know, clear their brain. Is there any book or movie or something out there, an artist or a speaker that you would recommend that your pops like kind of gave you to kind of focus on?
No, my dad, he talked about Bruce Lee a lot.
Okay.
Because, you know, he was so small, but he was so powerful. He's a different beast, you know.
I just got a whole new respect for you and your pops. Right? The place that you
just gonna walk right up to
you,
Bruce Lee.
You went to the fucking dragon. You went to Bruce Lee. Oh God!
Just think about like when you have a good game. So say you know you're playing in Jersey and you used to have a really good game and like you want to repeat that.
Yeah.
You know, you shoot 9 for 10, shoot 9 for 11.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 30 points. You know, start of the game. You were like, I can do this. If I play like that, I can do that every night.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying, why can't I do that every night? You know, so I'll miss a free throw, like, and that'll bother me so much because it's like it's my favorite shot. You know,
yeah.
It's my meditation right there. It's the where I get no one's moving.
So you do meditate in the game in a bit.
Yeah,
in
free throw is my favorite shot. Okay. Like, I get the free throw line, I'm like, I know I'm gonna hit this. There's no reason for me to miss this.
Yeah.
You know, so. When I miss a free throw, like it hurts me because it's like, you know, there's something I'm doing wrong. I didn't just miss it just because I missed a shot. You know, yeah. It's something like, so I just feel like you can be perfect. It's just, it takes a certain level of concentration. And if you can block all the distractions for as long as you can, you know, you can play the way you want to play, you know, mm-hmm. every game.
So you're saying that you aren't a reader?
A reader?
Yeah. Like, do you read? Like, do you have books?
I like to write.
Okay. Are we gonna get some poems? Can you please get some poems to us?
Is it poems or?
What do you write? Is it like a journal? More of just like a life journal?
It's just more of a life journal. Just whatever thought that I like, or you know, if I see whatever, I create one by myself. I just write it down and look back on them, and you know,
takes you to a time and a place of like, okay, this is where I was at this point in time. Like, wow.
Poems are my thing, though.
Yeah, because you can see your growth. You can see your growth when you write. Like, if you wrote something, like your third month of your rookie year, and then you go back and read it, you're like, oh shit.
I actually do that because it helps. Yeah, it helps a lot. It gives you perspective, right? And that's everything. But what's the poems? Tell me about the poems.
I just like writing quotes and poems, you know, stuff like little phrases to remember. I don't really talk about it a lot.
I'm not trying to.
It's like, really cool though.
Because this is what I'm saying. It's like one of the things that, again, like we are teammates, right? Mm-hmm. Like we are all a part of the Nugget group. So it's like, it's just more of like an insight and lets people know, like, because one of the things that I learned in my short amount of time in this league is that, you know, there are kids watching you today,
mm-hmm.
right? And so anything that you can put out there to let them know, like, hey, it's okay if you enjoy poetry. It's okay if you like to meditate. It's okay to do X, Y, and Z, right? Like, you could be, you know, just even with your thoughts and your statements here, you could be impacting kids that you're going to play against 12 years from now,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so, you know, if you don't want to talk about it.
I will.
No, that's I'm just saying, like, you don't normally talk about it, but that's just kind of the mindset that, like, we try and have.
Like, nobody asked me because I don't tell anybody, you know? Like, there's no.
Or is it nobody
knows?
I think you're so weird.
This is literally about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we put this podcast out, it's going to say
Jamal Murray.
Like, this podcast is you. Like, it is Jamal Murray and guest, right? Like, so it's just like, dude, like, this is an opportunity for you to just kind of, you know, I say it all the time, like, every player, every team, everybody has something unique and special that has brought them to this journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you talk about your relationship with your father,
mm-hmm.
right? And like the meditation and all of their stuff. Where me, in my world, it was, I just like to play basketball, and I grew kind of tall, and I just liked playing basketball. And so, like, and finally, my high school coach, John Bowie in Moon Valley High School, he was the one. I was like a freshman, and I was 6'2", and then I show back up. I don't see him at all because I didn't play AAU. I didn't do mm-hmm. anything. I show back up my sophomore year, and I'm 6'6", and he was like, "Listen, you fucking retard." I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to say retard. "Listen, you fucking idiot. Like, do you realize what you can accomplish with this sport? Like, you're this, you're tall, you're blah, blah, blah. You understand, you play the game a certain way." And so it's like, everyone has a different story. So, like, your story is special and unique, you mm-hmm. know, and you should, you should always be willing to talk about it and let people know why your story is special and unique.
What I love so much about your story, though, and just what you're saying is the mental side that goes into all of this. Because you guys both know that there's very much that, but people always concentrate on the physical, right? They concentrate on all, and it's very important, but you're saying like how much that helps.
The mental part is I think, more than the physical by far.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you could dunk, I could shoot. But like,
I've outshot you before. Let's calm down. I could
what you mean? Charlie, I won the shooter. No, you won the post.
I won the post. Yeah. You were feeling real proud of yourself. Like, no, I'll play you in the post. I'm like, listen, child. All right, when I'm out there at the 3-point line, I'm in your home, right? And I'm a guest in your home. When we go on the block, that's my home. And you are a guest in my house. Okay, so it was a quick like 3 points and you're like, okay, it's fine. Yeah, no, man. Well, no, I just first and foremost, man, like I was talking to Allie and you know, even my road tripping crew that are in Cleveland and Atlanta, I was like, we have really, really interesting characters. Not like I'm a loud mouth. Everyone fucking knows that. But, you know, I was like, loud mouth. Everyone knows that. But you know, it's just our team here is very kind of a quiet team.
We're
like
very quiet.
Like Joker's hilarious, but he's super quiet. Yeah. Wancho is hilarious.
He doesn't speak English.
He doesn't speak English. Yeah, he's great though. I can't wait to get him on. But
he's got a lot of energy though.
Yeah. Wait. So Wancho, this is his second year.
Yeah.
So all three. So you. Yeah. See,
what's that bond like? Because you guys are your best boys.
We're just all. I mean, we're rookies. Like, you know, after the anthem, we all get together and.
I watched that, they do like a hug and then like a shake.
Like a jump shake situation.
Like, it was a real awkward handshake. But hey man, whatever you guys are into, but you're Canadian, so I guess that's all okay. You're a Canuck.
What?
Isn't it bad that I've played Toronto so many times, like I could literally sing the Canadian national anthem?
Oh yeah, I don't know if you should.
That's a good thing. I think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, but
so what's so?
You're cultured.
Don't.
What do you mean?
Oh my god!
I'm learning about the states as I go along.
Are you?
Yeah.
You don't know. You have no idea.
I thought Texas was like. Was like over here. I don't know, it's amazing.
You know, these are the bonds that people don't fully understand. When you're great at athletics, it doesn't matter what country you're in. They don't teach you anything. They just make sure you're good at basketball. It's awesome.
I was in Canada. I didn't learn about the states. I learned about the provinces. Like, when you're in America, learn about the states. Do you know the provinces? No.
What is a province? What is a province?
See?
Yeah.
Like, I've heard of the college Providence.
Province. Oh my god. Here we go.
No. Well, look, I would love to get you and Wancho and Malik all on at the same time. I think that'd be really, really cool. Sorry. Thank you for coming and joining us. Hopefully this was harmless. It's really
it was fun.
It's just a bullshit session. Like everyone asked me, Trey asked me the other day. It's like, yo, so what's up with you and your podcast? And I'm like, nothing. He's like, what are you guys talking about? I'm like, whatever you want to talk about. I was like, I don't know, shit, talk about whatever. He's like, all right, so we'll get Trey on here too. Hopefully right, he's cool. Not still mad at me.
How's you for?
Oh no, there was this thing in Atlanta that happened,
the
that
dunk
made it social media.
Yeah. Dunk.
We'll talk later.
Why not? We're just talking about nothing. Just go ahead.
No, you know, do you remember
Paul's
the
gym?
Practice at Paul's gym?
I feel Trey got dunked on.
I feel like our relationship got off to a really bad start right there. So, guys, for me, Allie, and Jamal, I just want to say, we're out.